Cedric, we've got some of your designs for Sentimental Blue, but I imagine there must have been many dozens of drawings and designs made for that production.
Oh, golly, yes, there were scores and scores. Mm-hmm. Most of them are now in the Mitchell Library, I fear.
Are they?
Yes,
that's what I wanted to ask you. Where
I gave them all to the Mitchell Library before I knew you'd be interested, which is maddening.
Anyway, at least we know where they are.
Well, surely, yes. And the actual backcloth designs, the designs that were actually done to have the backcloths executed from, Cookie Withers has.
Aha, I see. What other theatre productions did you do?
This was the first and only full-scale commercial musical production. Mm. The ones I did between 1940 and 1950 were all for the small theatre groups in Sydney.
I see.
And golly, they ranged from everything from Moliere to Sean O'Casey. Uh-huh.
Done on a bit of a shoestring, I suppose.
Oh, a bit of a shoestring. We had £10, I think, to spend on every production. And I used to call on other people coming in to help me. Margaret Ollie helped me paint many sets during those days.
Good. Now, Cedric, I remember for most of your exhibitions, I think of you as a draftsman using ink and watercolour, also as a painter in oils. A large number of them are oils. But at one stage, I remember an exhibition you did in, was it tempera or fresco technique?
Oh, yes. I don't know why I did that. Oh, I wanted to do a series on the Trajan War after I came back from Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed appropriate at the time. And I discovered Fox Brothers had a marvellous thing that was used in England by many fresco painters. And that is you'd spray on board. Yes. You don't have to start with plaster, in other words. This is a plaster substitute that you spray on something like masonite.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a special colour, a powder colour, which you mix with water to go with it, and this gives you that lovely dead effect of a fresco without lugging about great big hunks of plaster.
Uh-huh.
So that was my one.
That was a
one-off, yes.
And you've stuck with oil and watercolour, ink and watercolour since.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, now, one of the big bulk of your holdings in the National Gallery consists of, I think, 13 sketchbooks, which seem to cover your wanderings a great deal throughout the world. Can you tell us something about the nature of those sketchbooks? How, why you kept them? Were they sort of pictorial diaries?
In a way, they were diaries, but I think mostly from the earliest times they were reference and notes for future more elaborate drawings or watercolours or even oils. Some of these in the sketchbook are the more worked on ones.
Yes.
Did end up as oil paintings.
I see. So the character changed. Some were intended as preliminary studies for later development.
Mm-hmm.
And some were just aid memoirs, notes,
aid memoirs were just memories of happy times, like the Tulpa ones, which feature various friends I used to take down there for holidays, and just instead of snapshots, I guess.
Yes.